Welcome to another In Wheel Time podcast, a 30-minute mini version of the In Wheel Time car show that airs live every Saturday morning, 8 to 11 a.m. Central.
Yep, live from studio.
Pardon me?
We rang your bell.
Live from Studio A, it's the In Wheel Time car talk show. Coming up, we talk to Kevin Hall with Texas Nostalgia Modified Production, and we'll explain what all that means with Kevin here in just a second. Got a chance to drive the Jeep Grand Cherokee L. It's the big three-row SUV you want to know about. I drove it and give you my impression of it. We'll also have the cruise-in calendar. And later, Conrad has This Week in Auto History. Plus, don't forget, we always have stories making automotive news headlines. It's the In Wheel Time Car Talk Show. It's all straight ahead. Howdy, along with Mike Out of This World Mars, Mr. Wires, King Conrad DeLong. We need more Jeff Zekin. I'm Don Armstrong. Thanks so much again for joining us today. Mr. Mars and the boys, well, let me put it this way. Mr. Mars and Jeffrey have been busy rewiring the studio for whatever reason. I'm not exactly sure why or how that happens.
And I slept in.
And Conrad just walked in the door like the star that he is.
Mm-hmm.
Like the star that he is. So
I'm the diva today, not you.
You are.
You're generally the diva.
Well, that hasn't changed, but I'm just sharing the limelight with you this morning.
It's more like Sergeant Diva, not General Diva.
Sergeant.
Colonel Diva.
Well, I was thinking about Queen Diva, but that's all right. So,
is that your rap star name, Queen Diva?
Queen Diva. You like it?
Yes.
Don't let the dog walk over the wires because,
don't let the dog out.
We spent so much time on shoring up all the wires so she wouldn't take us off the air. But
South Shore.
So as Queen Diva, you don't twerk, you twitch.
You're focusing on that. We're trying to focus on the car
Conrad.
Show this morning.
Gee whiz.
At any rate, joining us right now, live from, guess where? Lufkin, Texas.
His truck.
Well, and his truck, yes. But the truck is located apparently in Lufkin, Texas. His name is Kevin Hall, and he is Texas Nostalgia Modified Production. Good morning, Kev. How are you?
Good morning, sir. How are y'all doing this morning?
Well, we're doing fine. Where are you driving to? You driving to the racetrack?
Yes, sir. We're getting ready for next weekend. We'll be at the Texas Motorplex in Ennis, Texas at the Funny Car Chaos.
Well, what does Lufkin, Texas have to do with Ennis, Texas and the Texas Motorplex?
So we're going to go today and make a few shakedown passes and get the cars ready, make sure everything's up to snuff. And, we run little small block motors, little 272 cubic inch motor and 5-speed transmissions. So we have to do a lot of our own research development and find some extra secret horsepower to stay competitive with the other guys.
Listen, we've all been trying to figure out secret horsepower, and we don't tell anybody that we know that we have secret horsepower. We don't even tell them that we're looking for it.
It just shows up.
Good. You can share it with us that need it.
So what kind of car do you have, Kev?
It's a 1966 Chevrolet Corvette.
A 66 Corvette that's slightly modified.
Yes, sir.
And how is it modified? Does it have a roll cage in it?
Yes, sir. It has a full cage and what they call a funny car cage. The car itself weighs about, with me in it, 2,300 pounds with a small block motor. And it's got door bars in it and a halo hoop. It's a full cage race car, yes, sir.
Wow. Did you build the car yourself or did you buy it?
Yeah, I bought it. It was already built.
Gotcha. And how long have you had it?
This particular car, about 3 months. The car prior to this one, about 40-some-odd years.
Oh, my gosh. Well, what was the prior car?
It was a 1965 Corvette.
You moved right up the ladder there, didn't you?
Upgrade.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Okay, so
I took a leap of faith and moved up a year.
Did you sell that car, the old car?
Oh, no, we still have it. We'll probably have it till the end of time.
Yeah, I got you.
We raced that car in the 1960s.
Well, Kevin, I can hear your blinker, but I can't hear you. Now you're all frozen.
He froze up.
There you go. It's probably that fine cell phone stuff that he's got going on in Lufkin, Texas.
Yeah, good old Lufkin.
Yeah. So what size engine do you run in your 67 Corvette?
66 Corvette.
66
Corvette.
You weren't listening.
He's still sleeping.
It's a 272 cubic inch motor. It's a deep stroke motor.
Do you know what that is?
Yeah. So what block did it start out as?
283.
Any other questions?
No, I think of them, we'll ask a few of them.
And now are you running the eighth mile or are you running the full quarter?
No, sir. Nowadays they've changed everything, you know, just about the eighth mile. So all of our races are eighth of mile races.
So eighth mile races in a small block Chevrolet. I can only imagine what the rear gear is in that.
650.
Oh my gosh.
Wow.
How tall a tire do you run?
I run a 3316.
Okay.
Oh my gosh.
So what's your RPM going through the lights?
10,500.
Wow.
10,500. You know, that
sounds like a real loud sewing machine.
That used to blow up DZ motors back in the day.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, 10,500.
And just imagine in the eighth of a mile, 660 feet, I'm shifting five times at 660 feet. Like my low gear, because all these, you know, our rules is you got to leave off the clutch and you got to manually shift them. I'll leave the start line. We all leave between 9,500 and 10,000 RPM. My first gear low is a 3.29.
And you're in it for like a split second, and then it's on to second gear.
Yeah. Right, then third, then fourth, and then right at the eighth of a mile, you're going into fifth. And a lot of these guys nowadays, they run a four-speed instead of a five-speed because they switched to the eighth of a mile. And their car works better off of four speed. Most of them run Jericho's. Some of us run Doug Nash's. We even got some guys that run Lenco transmissions where with a Lenco, you only use the clutch off the start line and then you just pull the gear straight back. You never use the clutch again.
Yeah. Well, like Pro Stock.
Yeah. And do you use a typical H-gate shifter or are you using the inline shifter?
Mine's a inline vertigate. It's called a vertigate shifter.
All right. Now, I'm going to shift gears, so to speak.
Literally.
Oh, gosh.
Here. And I want you to, we had a brief conversation before we went on the air with Evan, Kevin. And you race with a bunch of other nostalgia style cars on, it's a series, and that you join the series with other groups like you have formed.
Yes, sir. Okay.
Can you explain that to everybody?
Okay. There's a series that we follow. It's called Texas Drag Racing Association, and they have five or six different classes under their umbrella, and the one of them is called Nostalgia Superstock. And Nostalgia Superstock, we follow their scheduling and the tracks that they go to. We all go and race at the same track, even though they're a different division and a different type of car than we are. See, their rules in the start of Superstock, you have to have a big block, and most of them are big blocks with automatics. Our rules are you got to have a small block and a standard shift transmission.
Okay, and one of the flyers that I've absconded with TDRA, Texas Drag Racing Association, under that umbrella, there's the Texas Nostalgia Superstock, muscle car, and then there's NMC. And that, what is that, Nostalgia Muscle Car?
Yes, sir, that is.
Okay.
The Superstock and the muscle cars, they run together.
Okay.
Most of those cars are Chrysler and Dodge product, and there's a few, like the last race, the guy that won, he had a Chevelle. But prior to that, Tony Smith, he'd won the championship 2 years in a row, and he has a Chrysler product.
Interesting. And you don't race, generally speaking, every weekend. It's like every, I don't know, 2 or 3 weeks.
Yes, sir. Yeah. We race every 2 to 3 week. We don't race every weekend. Some of our guys, they do race in other organizations. Nostalgia Drag Racing League, they're out of the Midwest, and they're a spinoff. They're a type of our car, and sometimes they go up there and they race with them, and sometimes they race other tracks and other classes and stuff.
Kevin, what the hell are you doing?
Yeah, you're looking at your ceiling there.
It looks like I'm looking at you. There you go. I thought, am I looking at your roof?
Looking at your rear view mirror.
I was backing up. I'm sorry.
That's okay. Are we keeping you from driving?
No, I'm good.
Okay. Well, do you have a trailer?
I'm backing up a 48-foot trailer, yeah.
Oh, my.
What are those blue lights in the background?
Well, talking to us.
Yeah, what are those blue lights in the background? The police is what that Popo. Is. Yeah. Okay, so.
The popo.
Yeah. So you've got an event coming up next weekend that apparently there's part of the schedule is Funny Car Chaos at the Texas Motorplex.
Sir. Yes, sir, Mr. Don. And this race, if anybody out there in the radio world, if you've never seen the Funny Car Chaos, what it is old school funny cars. There's 53 funny cars. There's going to be 53 funny cars, 23 fuel altered, and it's just every all classes there is all old school drag racing.
Wow,
I love it.
And in our classes, sir, there's no electronics. You know, I know that you grew up in NHRA, and electronics have taken over drag racing a few years back, and a lot of the cars you just point and click. And they do everything else for you. They shift for you. They set the timing for you. And these cars, it's everything's old school. We set our own timing, and we shift our own cars, and there's no electronics. And the funny cars, you know, the old school floppers, back in the 60s and 70s, they used to have meets, and they would pull, 50, 60 funny cars. And at this race at the Texas Motorplex, Funny Car Chaos, it's all nostalgia, everything, and old school funny cars. And they have to qualify as well as we do. We run off a qualified ladder.
Kevin, would I be able to recognize any of these old school funny cars?
Yes, sir. They're replicas of the guys that used to run, like Raymond Beadle from the Blue Max. It's now driven by Ronnie Young, but it's the same car. These are replicas of the cars from the 60s.
I want to go.
Yeah, that sounds like fun.
Oh my gosh! Yes.
Next Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at the Texas Motorplex in Ennis, Texas, is worth all going down. And you'll love it if you love old school. Even the fuel altered, the fuel altered run with them, and they put on a heck of a show in those funny cars and stuff. And even in the TDRA, those dragster, fun engine dragsters, they have slingshot dragsters and stuff that run, and they do the long smoky burnouts, almost an eighth of a mile. And those guys are traveling the eighth of a mile at over 250 miles an hour in 3 seconds.
Wow. That's heavy duty. So I'm looking at the schedule, and coming up April 1st, you're going to be in Ferris, Texas for the Spring Nationals.
Yes, sir. That's in XRP.
XRP is what? The drag strip?
We lost audio.
We lost your audio. No, we can't hear you. I don't. Now you're coming. You know, it's that big trailer that
that's what
towing.
It is. Yeah,
that's
it's interfering.
Interfering with the transmission.
Mm-hmm. There
you go. Now we can hear you again.
Okay. Yes, sir. Next weekend. On April the 1st, it's in Ferris, Texas. And Ferris, Texas is about 20 minutes from the Texas Motorplex. It's also south of Dallas.
Yeah.
In a little farming community in between Waxahachie and Dallas.
So somebody laid down some asphalt between the rows of corn and the radishes.
Yeah, on April 1st, you go out there and there's nobody there. I go, April Fool.
That's right.
Yeah, well, better than that, they laid down concrete, because most of the tracks nowadays aren't asphalt anymore. They're all concrete. And so they laid down concrete in between some corn rows. It's a very, very good track. And they have a lot of good racing there.
So most of this is nostalgia, old school, except for the track surface.
Right. Yes, sir.
But it's also a way to go see quality drag racing at a local track, as opposed to having to go to Ennis or Baytown or any of the big NHRA tracks.
Yeah. Yes, sir. That's very correct, because like next week, you know, at the Motorplex, that's a national event, you know, within itself, just on a different level, where there won't be, you know, there's only funny cars and fuel alters and front engine stuff, because it's all nostalgia.
Yeah, I grew up a fan of Jungle Jim Lieberman and Wild Willie Borsch.
Yes.
Yeah. And Borsch Jungle is Pam, a soup, and
the fuel altered guy.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, those fuel alters will be there. There's a bunch of them. The fuel alters are really making a big comeback in the Texas area.
Yeah.
And those guys are flying. Like I say, so they're running, you know, low fours, high 390s at over 250 miles an hour in the 8.
Yeah, the only person crazier than a fuel altered driver is a nitro bike driver.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, those guys wear
their flak jackets, because otherwise when the motor explodes, it doesn't kill them.
Those guys on those nitro Harleys are really crazy.
Are there any nitro cars?
Yes, sir. The funny cars are not some run nitro, some run alcohol, but the fuel alters and the funny cars, there'll be some there that are on nitro. Most of them are on nitro.
You know, trying to keep all this straight is mind-boggling. Mm-hmm. You've got all these different kinds of styles of cars running all sorts of, well, different engine displacements, and then you got them running on different fuel, and then you got them running in different classes.
As a separate sanction, yeah.
It's nuts. Well, this sounds like tons of fun, and we'll hope to join you soon. And I hope that you'll stay in touch with us and let us know how you and your car are doing.
Okay, yeah, we were going to call in next week from the Motorplex and just give you guys a little update and let you guys know what's going on. And after your talk show, if you guys can head to Ennis, it'll be a heck of a show. Next Friday night, they're going to qualify under the lights. And, you know, the nitro and the fumes and the flames, it's really a good show.
Yeah, well, that's what's wrong with me, all those flames. Well, flames, too. It depends on what mood I'm in.
Yeah.
But
it's more
along the lines of the fumes.
Yeah, Don's flaming many times.
Yeah,
usually many times. On Saturday nights out at the club.
Kevin, it's great to talk to you. Thank you so much. We hope to talk to you next weekend. Texas Nostalgia Modified Production. And the
sounds like fun.
Yeah, and it's going to be tons of fun.
We'll be there. We'll be leaving about 9,000 RPM and putting them on the bumpers and staying them straight up there. And we're looking for a good time, and hopefully you guys can join us soon, and we'll put on a show for you. We do dry hops and burnouts, you know, about halfway down the track, and then before we stage, we dry hop again. Just everything nostalgia, you know, we do it.
Kevin, thanks again. We look forward to talking to you next weekend. All right.
That's the thing I really liked about when I started talking to him. It's pretty simple, old school. All manual transmissions, small blocks. I mean,
it's got your name written all over it.
Exactly.
Yeah. And leaving on the clutch.
I can understand it.
As opposed to the button.
I think what you need to do is you need to get that maroon van that you've got and get it out there. There you go.
Mm-hmm. Mid-engine it?
No.
Yeah, put an Oldsmobile 455 and a Toronado front end in the back of it.
Small block.
Time now for this hour's Cruise In Calendar. Conrad has that and his vast file of knowledge.
My vast file of knowledge. So,
but this is not a 4-minute thing.
No,
that you can. You got 60 seconds
exactly
to do this.
So
pick and choose.
This one's for you, Don. It's the Just Trippin' Car Show at Southern Star Brewery in Conroe, Texas. Uh-huh. And that's That's this afternoon on the starts at 11 a.m. Also, the Coffee and Cars Charlie Cookie Factory and Cookie Factory in Beaumont, out there near Mars's stomping grounds. The Chambers Town Center Truck Show off of Interstate 10 in Baytown, and that starts at 9 a.m. The New Caney Custom Spring Open House off of Gene Campbell Road in New Caney. Classic Car Cruising starts at 10 a.m. And also the Pins and Needles Tattoo Meet. So, Don, you can go get some ink. You know, get three or four names put on your arm.
Mom.
I figured he'd be
three ex-wives.
Yeah, you just put a big X.
He's such a, such a card.
And the current flame.
Thank you. God.
The benefit for Drew Garcia Car Show at the Waco Missions in Waco, Texas is today at noon. And then finally, Cars and Caffeine at the Cora Cora Coffee Shop in New Braunfels.
I can only imagine what this would have been like had he rehearsed the cruise-in.
So how was Coffee and Chrome last week? Did you go?
It was absolutely phenomenal.
Good turnout?
Great turnout. It continues to grow by leaps and bounds. And if you're interested in that sort of thing, I would encourage everybody to bring their car on a Sunday, the first Sunday of the month, to the Avalon Diner over in the Fountains from 9 to noon. And it's a great cruise-in car show.
Yeah,
and breakfast.
And then
always
we have upcoming Tailpipes and Tacos on the 15th of April at Loopy Tortillas off the Grand Parkway.
Yep, it's going to be a great show. Okay, time now for this hour's car review. I had a chance to drive the 2023 Jeep Grand Cherokee L. Now, it comes in these trim levels, the Laredo, Altitude, Limited, Overland, Summit, and Summit Reserve. I had the Summit Reserve 4x4. This is called a standard SUV. Three rows of seating. Seats up to seven folks in there, including the driver. This L model Jeep Grand Cherokee is 1 foot longer than the standard Grand Cherokee to accommodate the third row, which actually has some leg room back there. So you can actually, I don't know about a full-size adult, but maybe, you know, your wife could go back there, which would be perfect for long trips. Latest Cherokee styling with short 7-slot grille. Sophisticated, conservative straight lines. You'll know that it's a Jeep Grand Cherokee. Just the right touch of chrome on this particular model. What I liked about it was the overall styling. What could use improvement? Nothing. This is one sharp-looking SUV, and I think that you'll agree with me if you check it out. Interior highlights, overall high zoot quality. I wrote that there.
High zoot.
Mm-hmm. A high-quality, perforated, comfortable leather seating surfaces. Macintosh sound system is one of the best in the business. The transmission shifter, the ride height, and the four-wheel drive controls are conveniently located on the center console. What I liked about it, the real wood trim in this is gorgeous.
And the stitching on the seats and the door pads is stunningly beautiful. Yeah. They really did a nice job with
that. They really did. What could use improvement? I just wrote here, don't touch it.
Don't touch it.
Now, a V8 is available at certain trim levels. I had the 3.6-liter V6 that's been around for decades.
Crazy.
293 horsepower, 260 pound-feet of torque, 8-speed automatic transmission. Tow rating, 6,200 pounds. That's a lot.
That's a lot for a V6.
Payload is 1,210 pounds. Miles per gallon, city 18, highway 25 for a combined 21 miles per gallon. I got 18.9 miles per gallon over 444.9 miles.
That's pretty good for that size vehicle.
It's big.
Yeah.
What I liked about it, the okay gas mileage, what could use improvement. Sometimes the transmission kind of over or under reacts to input from the gas pedal. There's a little disconnect,
busyness.
But you understand that I'm a 2-foot driver, even with an automatic
which
transmission.
Which confuses them.
Yes, it does, because I'm too fast.
Right.
And so,
Well, it sees the brake input and the gas input.
Well, I don't ride the brake, but as soon as I let off the brake, I got my foot in the accelerator, and sometimes it just doesn't get that. But whatever. Ride and handling, what I liked about it, that air suspension is the bomb. Oh, gosh, it rides so good. What could use improvement? Nothing on that, that's for sure. Base trim price on this is $65,710. No, it's not cheap. Price is tested. Now, this was the all to the wall.
Everything.
$76,820. Now, you can get in one of these for $41,000.
Nah.
Well, typically don't drive strippers.
No, I don't.
You usually drive the high zoot model.
Yeah. Yeah. So, as far as competitors, well, there's lots. Tahoe, the Chevy Tahoe, $56,095 where it starts. The Kia Telluride is $35,890, and the VW Atlas is $34,600. And again, the base model on this is $41,000. Really liked it. Really is a nice, nice vehicle.
It's good looking.
It is. The Jeep Grand Cherokee L Summit Reserve 4x4. Boy.
As with all are trail rated?
Oh, yes, of course. It is really nice.
Of course it is.
Of course. It's a horse, of course. All right.
Thank you, Mr. Ed.
You're welcome. Want to remind you that the In Wheel Time Car Talk Show is available 24/7 through the iHeartRadio app. Just look for In Wheel Time Car Talk. We also video stream on Facebook, YouTube, and InWheelTime.com. Podcasts, well, they're at your fingertips, too, on over a dozen of the most popular podcast outlets around. The In Wheel Time Car Talk Show continues right after this quick break.
Tailpipes and Tacos, Houston's premier car cruise and return, Saturday, April 15th to the Loopy Tortilla Tex-Mex in Katy, 8 to 11 a.m. Bring your Hot Rod, Classic, Resto Mod, or any other vehicle you'd like to show and compete for one of three highly coveted Chili Pepper trophies. This April 15th kickoff event is one you'll want to put on your calendar, because 100% of the money you donate for the free tacos will be given to God's Garage. You heard right, free tacos. Whatever you decide to give, all of it will be given to God's Garage and matched by Loopy Tortilla. God's Garage gifts vehicles to single mothers, widows, and wives of deployed military in the greater Houston area. In fact, the garage will gift a vehicle to a mom in need at this special event. Be sure to attend the next Tailpipes and Tacos Cruise-In, Saturday, April 15th, 8 to 11 a.m. at the Loopy Tortilla Tex-Mex in Katy on the Grand Parkway at Kingsland Boulevard, just south of I-10. Free breakfast tacos for any donation to God's Garage. It'll make your heart and your belly feel good. You own a car you love. Why not let Gulf Coast Auto Shield protect it? Houstonian John Gray invites you to his state-of-the-art facility to introduce you to his specialist team of auto enthusiasts. We promise you'll be impressed. Whether you're looking to massage your original paint to a like-new appearance, apply a ceramic coating, install a paint protection film, nano-ceramic window tint, or new windshield protection called ExoShield, Gulf Coast Auto Shield is where Houston's car people go. Curbed your wheels? Instead of buying new, why not have them repaired? How about a professionally installed radar detector? Gulf Coast Auto Shield does that too. Get a peek inside the shop and look at the services offered by getting online and heading to gcautoshield.com. Better yet, stop by their facility at 11275 South Sam Houston Tollway, just south of the Southwest Freeway, and get a personal tour. Gulf Coast Auto Shield is your place to go for all things exterior. Call them today, 832-930-5655 or gcautoshield.com. The award-winning In Wheel Time Car Talk Show is available on the most popular podcast channels out there in 30-minute episodes. We realize our three-hour live show can be difficult to catch in its entirety, so now you can listen every day to a convenient, fresh 30-minute episode. Check us out on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Amazon Music, and Audible, along with a dozen more. In Wheel Time has the most informative automotive guest interviews and new car reviews, along with popular features including Conrad's Car Clinic and This Week in Auto History, along with automotive news headlines. Our live broadcast airs every Saturday, 8 to 11 Central, on InWheelTime.com, the iHeart app, and on YouTube. Be sure to say hello when we're broadcasting from the Tailpipes and Tacos Cruise Inn, Autorama, and the Houston Auto Show, among others. Now, it's easier than ever to hear about all things automotive all week long. You're invited to join fellow car enthusiasts in becoming part of the ever-growing In Wheel Time Car Talk family. Don't forget those 30-minute podcast episodes on your favorite podcast channel.
That's it for this podcast episode of the In Wheel Time Car Show. I'm Don Armstrong, inviting you to join us for our live show every Saturday morning, 8 to 11 a.m. Central on Facebook, YouTube, Twitch, and our InWheelTime.com website. Podcasts are available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, iHeart Podcast, Podcast Addict, TuneIn, Pandora, and Amazon Music. Keep listening, and we'll see you soon.